Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
We're taught in school that the United States came together as a nation on July 4th, 1776. I think it was much earlier, and that America was born in the newspaper. The colonies had 36 papers back then, a number limited by the British occupation. But these had an outsized influence on the quest for independence. They were the principal forum for a long and spirited conversation that shaped the new republic. In the late 1700s, America had one of the world's highest adult literacy rates, close to 90%. The power of print here was vast. Many of the founders, Franklin, Jefferson, Adams, Madison, Hamilton, were not just well-read gentlemen, they were frequent newspaper columnists. That early reverence for the press was enshrined in the First Amendment. It was also nurtured by our new postal service, which offered a cheaper rate for periodicals. Still does, though the current Postmaster General would probably like to kill it. He may not have to. Newspapers are struggling. In the past dozen years, we've lost 10% of our dailies, one quarter of our weeklies, half of total circulation. The papers that survive are being gobbled up by asset-stripping hedge funds that cut news coverage to goose profits. Today, only about 15% of Americans get most of their information from newspapers. What happened, of course, was the Internet. It stole readers and advertisers away from print and also broadcast outlets. But in return, the web doesn't offer much real news or serious debate. Instead, it reinforces ideology and polarization. It's teeming with hatred, conspiracy, misinformation. As a result, Americans don't just disagree on politics nowadays. We operate from different versions of reality. Oh, the press was pretty wild back in the 1700s, but there's something about newspapers that encourages longer, more thoughtful debate. They leave a permanent record. They're published in the places readers live. More than TV or the Internet, they focus not just on conflict, but also on consensus. We could use some of that now. So why not celebrate this 4th of July by subscribing to your local newspaper or by supporting its admirably serious broadcast equivalent, your public radio station? The debate over the fate of our republic is far from over. Let's keep the conversation going right where it began. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.